Welcome to the podcast!
Shut up.
That was loud.
I have no idea which number this is. See, the problem is normally it's because I haven't edited the podcast in a long time that I forget when the podcast is. But this time I was so advanced that I edited it last Thursday that I've forgotten.
I think it's 67 now.
You're right, because last week was the Devil's Podcast.
Okay.
That's basic math skills.
So,
I hear you have a story.
Oh, that? I was going to, you know...
No, I'm just going to throw you under the bus right away. We can start out. Immediate time to dick is good.
What's the word? Not biologically. What your word was used?
Testicularly?
No. whatever. Organically.
Well, there goes your pop filter. Your pop filter is... You really have to put it, like, on top and then hang it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the problem with the cheapest pop filters on Amazon.
I wanted it to be more organic.
Oh. Your testicles?
Referencing to somebody. The story was organic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry for disrupting the organicness of your story.
What?
Never mind.
He was saying an organic segue. Yeah. But we gotta start somewhere.
Anyways, testicles.
Okay. Testicles, alright, now it's an organic segue.
Yep, now we're just gonna go downhill from here.
Fair warning to any of those that might know me personally, I'd suggest you either fast forward about, like, just 5 minutes just to be safe, or not listen to it at all, because I don't know why you're listening to it if you personally know me.
Yeah, fucking weirdos.
Anyways, so, I'm sure you're familiar with the Dollar Shave Club, Joey.
Yes, I am.
I believe you're the one that got me on it, actually.
Was I?
Possibly.
Oh, I think I was. I think, actually, you used the,
code,
my sign-up code. You're right, I forgot about that.
So, I also got their shave butter.
Okay, I love the shave butter.
Have you? So you've used it?
I have used the shave butter, yes.
Have you noticed a certain numbing sensation?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so I guess you know where this is going.
I know, and I think I have the same story, but go on.
So, you know, I was just, you know...
Manscaping.
Yeah. And I just wanted to speed things up, so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put the shave butter on here since I live alone, or in an apartment, and I don't have shaving cream. So, you know, I buttered up. And shave down, and then later on, I noticed a very strange sensation, and it was very weird.
As your testicles slowly went numb.
Yeah, not just my testicles, but it slowly spread around my body, and I had trouble walking.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I did not have that quite extent of an experience but I have used the shave butter to also do some manscaping, courtesy of the Dollar Shave Club. Yeah.
You're talking about shaving your balls and, like...
Yeah, in the general
promoting
vicinity.
Promoting Dollar Shave Club, you realize this, right?
I'm pretty sure they've made some penis innuendos in their commercials.
I mean, their One Wipe Charlies are, what is it? Not cinnamon, but peppermint.
Peppermint, yeah.
Yeah, they're peppermint scented, and it makes your butthole tingle, and I don't like it.
I don't like it either. Yeah, I had that...
Those it's a very perky feeling. I'm like, I don't like
this. Yeah, I was like, I don't like this. I'm good with my classic toilet paper. Like, and people, like, swear by it. But it's just... I don't... It feels
found
weird.
Clean.
Nikki liked it.
Shut up. God. I have canine distemperment. I have to, like, bounce.
Oh, no.
That's
apparently
a thing.
Having to bounce?
Yeah. Like,
is that, like, RLS of bouncing? Above the hips?
Restless hip syndrome?
Yeah.
These hips don't rest.
Okay, so my story is not actually my own story. But a story of her one and only Sai.
Oh!
Okay. So, as we know, I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast before, but I received permission from him to talk about it for the sole purpose of this story. Sai, a couple months ago, got a DUI.
Yes.
So he currently does not have a license. And in his newfound responsibility of not drinking and driving, he decided to take an Uber to go to Soho and get wasted. And so he proceeded to get wasted or do whatever it is he does in Soho. And he was taking an Uber back, and they got pulled over. And the Uber driver was arrested for a DUI.
Oh, my God.
What?
So.
Oh, my God.
Sai's finally making the responsible decision to, you know, ride with Uber. And
he drags someone else down with him.
And the driver's fucking drunk.
Oh, my God.
Fucking fantastic.
So, I mean, but that... In that case, it's not your responsibility.
Oh, no. Sai did not get in trouble. Sai was at no fault. It was just hilarious that the Uber driver was the one who got the DUI.
Oh, my gosh.
But no, Sai made the right call, and he was just in a hilarious situation.
Yeah.
I wonder how that works. Does he, like, get the ride for free? Does another Uber driver come pick him up?
The
cop
rides
him home. Does the police officer take him home? Many questions to be
asked. Just stays there. He drives the Uber car to his house.
Man, Nikki is really bouncy today.
Canine distemperament.
What is canine dismemberment?
Distemperament.
It's
her teeth can't rest.
With like dogs and other animals, but they like bounce. Like they'll they
is
look
like
kind of
like
dogkin.
It's like being hypochondriac.
They look like they look like the old Pokemon sprites that would like kind of.
Oh, okay.
Weird. But it's actually like a really horrible disease.
You're making fun of it, but I mean, Pokemon didn't have moving sprites up until like the fourth generation.
Mm-hmm. No, they had them before then. I bet they had them by Crystal.
Yeah,
they didn't have them by. They didn't have detailed moving sprites, but they all did that jiggle.
But yeah, Gold and Silver didn't.
They didn't? Are you
no,
sure?
No, yeah. I'm absolutely sure.
Oh. I'm absolutely sure. I'm starving.
Yeah, you asked for food before I even got here.
Mm-hmm. I'm hungry.
You're always hungry. There's never a point in time when you're not hungry. I could, like,
this is true.
Throw a dart at a wall, miss the wall and hit the ground, and still, I don't know where I was going with that.
And then still hear Ben say, when are we eating food?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I miss Fridays, that restaurant. I haven't eaten there in years.
Let's go to the one in the airport.
That's not real close.
Fridays. This is like Fridays to go or something.
No, it's not.
And
it's
that's not exactly Fridays. Close.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. See what I know?
Yeah.
I don't
know
if I
want
to go to the airport
though.
Fridays, though. But I would be up for Fridays if we can find one that's close. It's like a more expensive Applebee's.
There's one in the airport, but it's probably closed.
The airport one's probably closed, but the other one's probably open.
Ow. Stop it.
So, the Marathon Bomber.
Oh, yeah, the Boston Marathon Bomber.
Yeah.
To specify.
He got arrested.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Did he get arrested or he was found guilty?
Yeah, he was found guilty. That's what the correct term is.
No, it's okay. I was like, wait a second. He wasn't arrested until now?
Yeah, he was found guilty.
Was that the one where they chased him down onto the boat?
I don't know.
I think it was, because I remember watching that thread live on Reddit.
Interesting.
Where people were updating it from the police radio around them as they were getting closer to it. And I remember following him all the way from wherever he was before up to the boat, and then from there. It was pretty awesome. We should invest in some chairs.
I remember following the thread on 4chan for the Ferguson riot.
Okay, yeah. I remember that too. I remember you sent that one to me.
And then I was watching, bless you, different live streams from different people in the riots. You know, you've got the typical person who's trying to fight with the people, you know? And then you've got the hipster that loves riots and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, you know, somebody's just trying to be, you know, trying to get money out of it. So.
Or like me in the New York riots, where I was just like standing around like, so what's going on? What you guys doing here?
That was funny.
I didn't have a live stream camera, though. We should start the Frosted Gaming Riot live streaming department. Strictly go into riots. Not doing anything. Doesn't matter what side you're on. Just stream it.
That sounds like a bad idea, though.
Sounds like a terrible idea. Yeah.
That sounds like an absolutely horrible idea, considering we'd all probably die in a riot.
Or get arrested incorrectly.
Yeah, but the good news is we'd have streamed video proof.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to take videos of riots.
Yeah,
you can, though. You have the full legal right to take videos of riots.
Yeah, that's your constitutional right to do it. It's just that, you know... Yeah, let's not get into that.
Yeah, you're right. We're getting awfully political here.
Yeah.
But speaking of radio silence, there's a thing with the urinals.
Nikki was so excited.
I know.
It was
the emotion just like overwent her face as she got sad as you started talking.
It was a perfect segue.
I got a thing to start, and you're like urinals. I'm like,
it was a perfect segue though to what
it
you were saying.
Wasn't a perfect segue to urinals.
Radio silence. Radio silence. So when you're at a urinal, you're supposed to maintain radio silence. Okay.
Yes, and the number of times it's been broken is uncomfortable. But go
on. I've been at work and use their bathroom because their bathrooms are extremely clean, better than most public bathrooms.
I love clean bathrooms.
And you know,
specifically, I hate not clean bathrooms.
I'll use their toilets to sit on and stuff for multi purposes.
I don't know if I do that. What are you doing?
Taking your tablet while he talks about urinals.
What are you doing?
His knolls. Like
Seminoles.
Anyways, so
going back to the podcast that we're currently on.
So, urinals. What you would do is, like, you know, just do your business and leave. You know,
wash your hands. That's important. Can't forget to wash
your hands.
Of
course, But the main goal is to, you know, not talk to the person next to you. And we
Well, hold on. You shouldn't... How many urinals do you have?
Two.
Okay, so you would have to be next to it. It's like, yeah. You should never be next to another person unless there's no other option.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got two urinals.
But it's not that bad. There's a pretty good wall in between.
Okay, good. That's important.
In fact, one of the urinals has, like, its own little cubicle because there's a second wall, so the people walking in can't, like, see
you. Good. That's good.
So, anyways.
Dick.
Yeah. So, I was sitting down doing my business in a stall.
Okay, not in the urinal. Yeah. Okay, I was like, wait, you're using that wrong.
No, I was in a stall, and I hear someone come in, you know, start to pee. I hear someone else come in, start to pee in the other urinal, and I hear, hey, how you doing, man? Oh, I'm doing great. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my god.
Are they talking?
Yeah.
You're an a-hole.
It's almost like when you're at the truck stop and the Jehovah's Witness started talking to you.
Oh my god. Well, those are two different stories mixed up, but yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. But similar. Oh, wait. The Jehovah's Witness and the toilet stall guy was not the same guy?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. I like my version of the story better.
No, the Jehovah's Witness at a truck stop. No, the Jehovah's Witness at a rest stop, and it was a random truck driver, I'm assuming, at a truck stop.
Oh, okay.
It's even worse that there's two different people.
Yeah, that was the same trip, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was completely off.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, that happened. And then there was another time, it was actually today, where I go and use the urinal, and I didn't see the guy that was, like I said, that one of them is kind of like a cubicle, has a second wall. I was walking in, I didn't see the guy behind the wall, so I went to go step into his stall, kind of, and I was like, oh, and I stepped in my stall, and it was this guy he's kind of new in his department, but okay. He's very, very talkative, and he brought the basketball game to me. And he goes, oh yeah, so did you hear that blah, blah, win the pool?
It's like,
wow, like, I unzipped, had it in my hand, and I was like, really?
Had one in your hand.
My penis.
Not to put you on the spot, but I'm only bringing it up because I have this problem. Were you able to pee after you had the conversation with him?
Yes, because he left the room.
Okay, but had he stayed there, you wouldn't have been able to pee, right?
There's been times where I've gone to work, peed in that place, or went up to pee in that place, and I realized I don't really have to pee that much. Damn it, there's a person next to me, and now I can't pee.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not... Okay, because that happens to me all the time, where it's like, if there's too many people around, I get pee shy.
Yeah.
It's hard. See, every time you pee, you get your own private urinal.
Yeah.
Every time.
Stall. Yeah.
Private stall. And you don't have to get pee scared. Guys, on the other hand.
No. I do have a pee story because, like, if you remember in high school, everyone and their fucking mother hung out in the bathroom to skip classes.
Yes.
Well, why would their mother skip classes?
There were, like, three girls in the bathroom once, and I had to pee so bad, and they're all talking in there, and they're like, oh my god! Is someone in here? I was just like, yes, it's a fucking bathroom! Get out! It's unsanitary!
They left?
Just like, that's good. Yeah. I was still a very angry teenager, just like how I am a very angry
adult. I was
going to
say, so basically you're just not a teenager anymore?
Yeah.
Adults in quotations.
I'm an angry adult.
So what was your story before that you got so excited about then?
No, fuck you guys.
Hey, Game of Thrones
comes out on Sunday.
Yeah, I watched the first episode for the third time. I liked it the same amount I did before, but I'm hoping to continue. There were some nice boobs. Yeah. You know, Dexter had a lot of boobs too.
Really?
I haven't seen it.
The boobs in Dexter were not that nice. But Game of Thrones got nice boobs. So in terms of like ratings of shows purely based on boobs, Game of Thrones outranks Dexter.
Oh, yeah. For sure. That's because you see Amelia Clark's boobs.
Who's Amelia Clark?
Daenerys.
Oh, yeah. You saw her boobs in the first episode. The first time you see her, bam, boobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's really unnerving? She should be like 14.
Yeah. Well,
No. She's even younger than that.
12.
Is she really supposed to be 12?
Like 12 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She,
A lot of the characters in the show are much younger.
I knew they were younger because I know the prince. Prince Douche Lord?
Uh-huh.
Joffrey.
Prince Joffrey is like 14 or something. And so is the...
Sansa.
And the girl. But they kind of play off 14. Daenerys Targaryen, but for obvious reasons, doesn't look like a 14-year-old. Probably because I wanted to show her boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be very bad. Anyway!
Yeah. So, Game of Thrones is on Sunday. I'm gonna cry. I'm so excited. Ready for Bay to take over.
Are we going to the beach Sunday? Because my mom had to cancel because she has to do something. I don't remember what.
She has to watch Game of Thrones.
No, she doesn't watch Game of Thrones. But HBO Now is a thing. You can finally stream HBO without having cable.
Well, only if you're a certain network provider or subscribe to a certain network provider, or it's something else.
Are you sure you're not thinking of...
It's only on Apple TV.
That might be true.
That right now it is.
Yeah, but okay. But it's $15 a month. But can you watch it on the computer?
I don't think so. Okay. Unless you're a subscriber to an internet provider, a specific one.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's now with no... You don't have to have a cable package.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, it's certainly a step in the right direction because you can drop cable completely and get HBO Now for $15 a month. So that's pretty fucking awesome.
I agree.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
What?
This doodle of Nikki you have on your note tablet now.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have a doodle of Nikki on my tablet.
You should be.
I'm going to set it as my wallpaper.
You should.
Oh, with new devices, so you have the LG G3, correct?
I do.
Have you seen any screenshots for the LG G4?
I haven't seen any real screenshots or anything, but I have heard that it's announced and it's got an f1.8 stop aperture.
Yep.
That's exciting.
The S6, for comparison, which is a really shitty phone, we've already gone over that.
Yes, we have.
Has a 1.9, f1.9.
Okay, so it's got a beep by 0.1.
Yeah. But the back of the G4 is advertised as leather.
Ooh.
Like actual leather.
Cool. Is it removable? Do we know?
I don't know.
But I'm excited for leather. I'll probably, depending what the G4 does, really IP67 is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I'll get it. If it's not that, I'll get the Z4.
Honestly, I'll probably get the G4 if it's IP67.
Yeah. I know. I can't imagine the Z4 going on IP67, so I'll get the Z4, assuming it actually comes to AT&T next time.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
We were talking about,
You were shaking the whole podcast up until you got the tablet. I'd shake, but I'm in the squeaky chair, so. Not that squeaky, though.
Squeaky chairs and noises and shaking.
So I'm really close to buying a closet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So you can come out of it?
Well, I'd have to get a door first, because there's no door on the closet. Then I can come out of the closet and make it happen.
Well, you could put, like, flaps on it, like a tent.
Well.
You could come out of your closet right there.
That's true. I could come out of that closet.
Like a little zip-up linen closet.
We should totally make a, like, short 6-second video. Hey, have you seen Joey? Nothing. I'm in the closet. And just poke my head out of the zipper.
Or get birthed from it since it's got, like, flaps.
Yeah,
we need to make a couple short 6-second videos.
I agree.
I have ideas. We still need to do the bitches one.
What's the bitches one?
Nikki, how do you get so many bitches? I don't know what you're talking about. Just,
random. It turns out there's another video like that. We can still do it because it would be funnier because it would be you. But that guy who plays the piano... He has a video like that.
Bo Burnham
has a video like that.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
We get bitches. I don't know what you're talking about.
You apparently learned to play piano.
So there is a statistic.
God damn it.
There's a statistic where one out of
4 people gets cancer?
No, but that's a very close. 1 out of 5 parents sedate their kids for long car rides.
That's well, 20%? Okay, no, that's reasonable.
Hell reasonable?
Yeah. Okay.
that's crazy.
That is not a reasonable activity. The percentage is a reasonable, believable number.
Hey, Jeremy, come eat this cheese. Don't ask me why it's so crunchy. Keep eating it.
Used to do that
and
to
just some
dog.
Kid, like, pat. Yeah, exactly. You do it to your dog so you can trick them.
I mean...
Into submission to, you know, do... Your medical reasons.
All right. This is going to come across as sounding like this is something I'd be okay doing. It's not. But it's probably just Benadryl.
Yeah.
Which is a very safe medicine to give your kids in the appropriate doses. And well, NyQuil can get a little bit more dangerous than... Although it is the same chemical, so I guess not.
Yeah,
anyway.
Bitch.
Oh, that's an interesting fact.
There you go.
That Benadryl and NyQuil are the same thing?
No.
Oh.
Name some headache medicine.
Excedrin, and that's probably all I could come up with. Unless you're talking like ibuprofen.
Okay, ibuprofen.
And,
all right.
Acetaminophen.
So, ibuprofen, or Tylenol, that's the word I'm looking for.
Tylenol is acetaminophen.
Yeah, okay, so Tylenol. The Tylenol brand name and the store brand Walgreens version are exactly the same.
They're just acetaminophen.
Yeah, they're they are literally exactly the same because, you know, government regulations yep. makes them have to be the same thing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, food is a more or less the same, but there's a slight leeway in them.
Yeah.
But yeah, medicine, you're right. It's
chemical composition.
Yeah, it's you have to have 83% this and 17% this. There yeah. is no leeway with that.
Yeah. And yeah, because, I mean, if you buy a store brand name physical toy, for example, and you buy like a different one, you know, there might be quality differences. But with medicine, it's exactly the same.
Right, because there's, like you said, all those regulations. But yeah, Tylenol, acetaminophen, all the same. Motrin and ibuprofen, all the same. And Vicodin and whatever the medical name for that, all the same.
Yep.
There was something else I had a thought about the, oh, but yeah, it turns out, I forget what the drug name is, and I would recognize it if I saw a bottle of NyQuil or, Benadryl, but the part that makes you go to sleep is also the part that prevents you, is it anaphylactic shock that it treats? I don't know, but whatever, whenever you're having a reaction where you get like hives or whatever and you take the Benadryl,
yeah.
you can take NyQuil or anything that has that chemical in it, whether or not it's actually... for that, and it'll have the same effect.
Cool.
Fun medical knowledge from Frosted Gaming. Don't sue us if we're wrong.
Well, I mean...
copyright 2015.
I think it's aspirin. If you're having a heart attack, you chew on some aspirin because it'll thin your blood.
Right. That's... Yeah, and I forget what the medical word is in that.
Yeah.
But there is one of those... I can never remember if it's aspirin or Aleve that's different from all the other ones. Like, there isn't a generic equivalent, I think.
Oh, because it has some extra stuff in it?
I don't remember... I don't know. But anyway, yeah, fun medical knowledge.
Yeah.
So I got a camera, which will be here tomorrow.
Yes.
For Cards Against Humanity style games for the Sweet. Stream. So we can, we'll have to make up some crappy tripod because it's like designed to go on top of my monitor like that.
Okay.
But we're engineers. We'll find a way.
Yeah. If anything, we'll just have a piece of cardboard.
Cardboard will work.
Pizza box.
Hey, yeah, we could get pizza boxes.
We need to look into finding out when that one superhero game comes out.
Oh, Super Fight, I think it's called?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
How do you take?
Screenshots, power, and home.
There we go.
It's like she's never done a Samsung device before.
I know.
I'm not!
You have a Samsung device!
You've had two!
I don't know how to take pictures on it. Or screenshots, or whatever, without swiping.
I was trying to get it closer, but physics was against me.
I'm coming. Moving forward.
I tried to not make it a podcast thing, but as soon as you said that, Austin and I made this awkward eye contact, I was just like, what?
I felt even worse because we made eye contact. I'm like...
It was like, I wasn't going to go there, and then the eye contact happened. I was like, all right, no, I could get... And then the laughter.
You're all bitches.
Yeah.
Says you.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'm the biggest bitch. I'm queen bitch. Where are your pictures?
I don't know.
You probably shouldn't look at his tablet pictures.
Yeah, I don't know what tablet pictures I have on there. I mean, chances are there isn't anything inappropriate, but I don't know that for sure.
Are you trying to export it?
Yeah, just share it from the program.
Yeah, you can share it from the program and you keep all of the necessary layers.
Yeah, just share it to yourself. Share it with push
button. Shut up, Austin. It makes too much sense.
And now she could potentially be looking at my porno pictures.
I'm not looking at your porno pictures. You don't know what nudes
I get. Not that I get nudes, but if I did, that's where I would keep them.
Are they organic nudes?
As opposed to what other kind of nudes?
Paid on Facebook nudes.
Paid on Facebook? You pay for them on Facebook?
No.
That's right. Darn it. Oh, ooh, ooh. Alexa added light control now to Alexa. Automatically added light for the Hue lights. I think they're Samsung. No, not Samsung. So, Philips.
Philips, okay.
Philips makes them. And then some brand of outlets, too, is now natively supported by Alexa.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, the coolest part is, like, I didn't have to do anything. It just automatically updated.
Cool.
Didn't have to, like, say, yes, please update. Fucking love technology.
Although, some people don't like that. Because, like, they like a stable version. Because what if you know, the engineers pushed that update out and they were like, oh, shit, that broke it. Every user of Alexa right now has a broken device.
I do agree. I think Alexa is limited enough in what it does. You know, it has one real goal, and that's to listen and occasionally output stuff. But for the most part, it's all handled Amazon server side. But I would agree for like a phone or whatever. That's, yeah, because it does a lot more. It's a lot easier to accidentally. Oh, you actually set it as my wallpaper. Thanks, Nikki. Fuck, bitches get money. Okay, well, you know what? I like that enough that I might actually put that on my phone too.
Good.
But it's kind of weird because it's Nikki. Not that that's weird. It's just, never mind. You know where I'm going with that. But it doesn't have to be Nikki. It's just.
It's Nikki.
It happens to have some resemblance.
It's Nikki.
What time is it?
Fuck bitches and get
money. Because I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry too.
Where are we going to dinner?
I don't know.
Applebee's, I guess. Or, well, do you want to look at Fridays? If there's a reasonably distanced Fridays?
Sure.
Okay. Then if not, we can always settle for Applebee's. Wow, we know Austin's ready because Austin just put his watch on.
Oh, damn.
He wasn't even waiting. He's like, all right, let me get my shoes. My socks.
I went to look for the time because you're like, what time is that? I looked at the time. I'm like, oh, my watch isn't on.
It's a freckle pasting.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting
the nighttime.
Microsoft Fitbit equivalent.
Interesting. Because I didn't
know they had it's got a GPS on it.
Huh.
And in the hypothetical scenario, I actually go running. It would be nice to be able to have my GPS in relation to my heart rate and all that other stuff.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Share your thought.
I don't know if I talked about my bike at all.
Briefly.
Bicycle. Long story short, I crashed my bike pretty badly when I first got it a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. A couple years ago. I was like, oh, dude, what happened? Why didn't you tell us? You look fine. We need to go to the hospital.
And, you know, I bailed out to where the bike slid on its side and everything flattened out straight.
Okay.
And the pedal came off. I was like, no big deal, I'll just screw it back on.
Right.
Well, it apparently cross-threaded when I screwed it back on.
Okay.
Because the bike pedals, you know, like, left is left, and then right is also left, so... Or, no, right is right. So it's backwards threaded.
I remember this discussion.
So, yeah, and long story short, when I was riding my bike, the threads got worn out after a while.
Okay.
Now it's completely smooth. So I had to buy a new crank arm. Luckily, it's not in the actual crank side, it's just crank arm side. And
I'm just trying to piece together this bike in my head is all.
Because one side is a crank, the other side is a crank arm. Right. Like you have to replace the entire crank if it's one side.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So the other side I bought a crank arm. There was that huge issue I bought from Amazon. I probably said on the other podcast.
Yes, you mentioned that.
Yeah, that was that issue. Anyways, so after everything got settled out and I got all the correct parts, I had to go and use them and it wouldn't fix it, like the parts wouldn't work on my tool, or the tool wouldn't work with my old part, so I couldn't take the part off.
So because the tools were for the new parts but not for the old parts.
And that was just stripping the thread on that piece too, like, so it's smooth on both sides now. So what I ended up doing was taking a completely underpowered Dremel and Dremeling a hole into my aluminum shaft of the crank arm.
Shaft. He said shaft. Oh my god, Nikki.
Hoping not to dig too deep to hit the threads to screw on the next thing. Shaft. But, oh my god, Nikki.
Screw the threads on the next
shaft thing. Shaft shot!
So yeah, I ended up just taking a Dremel and a crowbar and cracking that thing, taking it off, put the other one on, got my bike pedals, put those in, just got a new part for my bike pump so I can pump air into it and stuff. And I rode my bike for the first time the other night.
There's no years. Like downside to the story. I'm like waiting for the... But it turns out the bike had a bomb attached to it and it exploded.
Well, it's been sitting out there for a year or so, so it's a little bit rusty, but I mean, it's fine.
But it works. It's good. Yeah, it's good because you've been struggling with that for what feels like forever.
Yeah, I mean, I bought that bike before...
Do you think Nikki has ADD?
No.
Do you think? I actually do have ADD.
But yeah, anyway, so back to the Fitbit thing. I was it's got the heart rate monitor as well as the GPS, so I'm thinking about getting it, but it's $200 and I don't know if I'm actually going to run or just have this fantasy in my head that I'm going to start running, because I noticed the other day I'm kind of out of shape now. Not that I'm like getting fat, but muscular wise I'm losing strength.
Yeah, so. I'm noticing that I'm starting to like lose shape or gain a shape more accurately.
hey round shape is a shape. Like. It's okay.
So, I'm glad I got my bike back. The trail to Nikki's house is like right by.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you can ride your bike for exercise.
Yeah. Veterans Trail is like right next to both of us. So.
Yeah.
The only TGI Fridays that is near us is the one in the airport.
What does it have hours? I still don't know how I feel about the airport TGI Fridays though.
I think airport TGI Fridays.
It's right there.
It's still 11.
It's 9:47 right now.
And where's the next closest one?
The next closest one USF. Is...
I guess that is kind of far.
Bayport Commons, Hillsborough Avenue.
Wow, I just had Google Maps show up in a search result.
And it's open until 1 a.m.
That's not what?
That's, like, not directly a link to the map, so it was weird.
Oh, that's strange.
So, where the fuck am I on this map? I'm in Budapest! What the hell?
Oh, shit.
Oh, it might have been for Pac-Man.
Man, they fucked up their own results with that? Looking up TGI Fridays and ending me up in Budapest?
Oh, never mind. I didn't know you looked up TGI Fridays.
Yeah, no, I looked up TGI Fridays. Budapest would have been fine, but I haven't used my tablet since after that thing. In fact, okay. I didn't use it for the first time until, like, 2 days ago. Yeah, Fowler. And that's not that far.
Fowler? I hardly even know her.
Well, there was one in West Chase.
Is that... Where's
by
that?
By Altmar.
I feel like that's further than Fowler.
Yeah.
So, localizing the podcast is what we're here to do today. TGI Fridays. Yeah, no, the one by USF is closer.
Oh, yeah.
It's approximately 15 minutes away. That's really not bad. Well, anyway, so now that we've officially degraded the podcast, Austin laying in what seems to be the most uncomfortable position imaginable on that bed.
I'm sick of sitting. I've been sitting all day.
Yeah, we should get some chairs.
No,
it's a reasonable solution, right?
What was it?
I'm hungry.
I fixed my Jeep. Every time I open my door, the alarm goes off.
I thought you like fixed actual engine trouble you were having.
I was awesome. Actually wanted to ask Ben about that, but he is not here.
No, he is not.
But I can't blame him for that.
Yeah, no. He tried to be here. He did make an honest effort to be here today. But yeah. Unfortunately, cheerleading and stuff.
It's all good.
The neighbors just left. Weird. All right, so, on that note, it is podcast number 67. I am Lord McAwesomePants.
And I'm here.
And I'm queen of all you peasants.
Wow, that sounded really hipsterish.
So,
I actually
Lord McAwesomePants here, and queen of all you peasants.
I'm still putting that in the
signing
caption.
Signing off.